106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, so we want to know, fellas, what is a hobby that you keep from your male friends? Or ladies, what is a hobby that you know your man is into that his buddies do not know? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Text it in or call us. And we're getting into this because I found a list of hobbies that men hide from their friends. And I am going to share some of mine that my male friends don't know about.
Okay.
I'll tell you mine in a second. One on here, baking. A lot of men are into baking, and they don't tell their male friends. And you know what? I do consider baking to be feminine.
Now, not cooking.
No, cooking's manly.
Specifically.
Yes. And there's, I don't know what it is.
And like, when did cooking become manly?
I don't know, but I'm glad. Maybe when grill daddies became like more of a thing.
I guess so, but it's also not considered a purely feminine thing to do if you're making pasta.
No.
Like, it's not just barbecues.
I think once celebrity chefs became popular,
true.
Men
that's
were
true.
Like, you know, I'm going to cook too.
Yeah.
Pedicures.
Okay. We put this on Facebook and pedicures came up.
I love a good pedicure.
I wish I could have a pedicure. Makes me ticklish.
Yeah. I mean, I'll even not just like polish and like shape my toenails, paint them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've gone with you and you've got your nails painted.
Paint them while you're down there.
Yep.
You know? Last time we went to Hawaii.
That's right. You got little flowers put on them.
I had little flowers put on my toenails.
Yeah.
Another one that was on here. Another one. And this showed up on the list too. Somebody just texted into 909-1065. Gardening. And planting and stuff like that.
That doesn't seem like a... Really?
Yeah.
Because yard work feels like a...
Yard work's different than gardening.
I see.
There's
okay.
something about cultivating a garden.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
That doesn't seem very manly. Let me tell you what mine are.
Okay.
And one of mine showed up on this list, the other one did not. The one that showed up on the list, I love good bubble bath. I'll sit and soak and I'll put on some music or a good podcast.
Just
close my eyes.
To your stories.
Yeah. I even have the thought too as I like stare down at my hairy legs sticking out of a bubble bath and I go, why isn't this sexy? Women can take pictures of their legs in a bubble bath and it's instant sex. This is not.
It's because we know it's at the end of those legs.
And here's the other one that did not show up on this list. I love shopping at the mall.
You do love shopping at the
I
mall.
Do.
Like, you love to go in, window shop. You
don't
need to find something.
Christmas time? Don't even say the word Amazon to me.
Right.
I'm going to the mall. I like it. Gets me in the mood for Christmas.
One other thing that I am surprised that you are so open about is what a fan of Bath and Body Works you are.
Oh, that's not a hobby. That is a way of life.
Okay.
I'm so excited you said that. I'm getting ready to go and restock right now.
Oh, God.
I need new soaps for my hands and my body.
Right. And you love to show people your soaps. You love to say, okay, smell this one.
Smell this one.
Yeah.
Takes me back to my childhood.
Right.
Honeysuckles. Here's another one, and you're going to love this one. Trash reality shows.
That is something more men like than you would actually think.
I am learning that, actually.
Yeah.
There's a podcast I listen to, All Bros, and it's a politics podcast. It's not even something that like is in the realm of trash. They love Real Housewives.
Because it's so good. And if you are somebody, if you're a man, and you even care a tiny bit about gossip... Okay, That's how I know you'd also like trash reality TV, whether you're admitting it or not.
I don't know if this falls under trash reality TV, but somebody texted in to 909-1065. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, sure.
She said, every guy I've ever dated loved watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
Sweetie.
We put this on Facebook. Did we get anything?
Let's see. Oh, playing Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a hobby.
You want to hide that one. Or even Pokemon Going.
Watching 90 Day Fiancé with your wife.
See?
moisturizing.
Oh, that has become a way of life for a lot of guys.
Sure.
Yeah, there's a guy we work with, shook his hand recently, soft as silk.
Yeah.
And that doesn't come naturally.
No, no, that takes work.
That's work. That's right. A hobby.
Let's see. Oh, spa days. Absolutely. And then it says Peter, but it's not spelled that way. Said crochet.
Oh, you know what? Sewing showed up on this list. And you know what else showed up on this list that I want to talk about for hobbies that men hide from their friends? It's not really a hobby, but they do it. They love motivational quotes. Now it is time for us to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade, and we really want you to be part of it. So call right now, 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Tell us your maiden name and your married name, and we will tell you which one is better. But more importantly, we'll tell you why. 916-909-1065. We're playing next.